Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story as we take a break from our interview with David with the Light Party to talk with our other light worker, if you will, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, about what's going on in the skies as well as the energies and so forth, as we talk a little bit about being a little bit more present, a little more positive and proactive with what is basically being revealed to us, the information that we receive. And, you know, that's a good lesson, Beth, for each of us to take, even in the material world, because there are things that come up that, I mean, I feel very strongly about this, and I don't always practice it. Sometimes it's difficult, and especially when it comes to money. You get a bill in the mail, you know you have to take care of it. I mean, I'll use the example of my car registration that was due on the 8th of June. And I had the money set aside for it, but I was holding off, putting it through. And I finally did it the other day. But, you know, it's that procrastination that sometimes can really hurt you, even though, you know, you eventually do it. So what if you had done it right away? What, as opposed to waiting 6 or 8 or 10 days? You know, why not just get it out of the way?
I don't know, Richard. That's a very interesting question. That somehow wasn't what I expected you to ask.
Well, you don't have to answer that question. Yeah. What I will ask you a question that you can answer because you do expect me to ask it is what's going on the charts and in the skies?
Well, I can kind of weave the two together. You know, we're in a period where there are a lot of eclipses. And the eclipses always reveal. They always show us things in our external world that cause us to reevaluate our internal world. And then again, in response, show up differently out in the external world. And so, you know, my sense is of your question is like you're learning that how to walk that fine, fine line between being proactive and smart about the timing of when you pay your bills and that old self-destructive pattern of procrastination. You know, sometimes when you make those payments, you have to wait. You know, sometimes you have to wait to make it at the most optimum time. Other times we're waiting because we just simply can't deal. And you're showing up differently. You're learning how to show up differently.
Well, now, David Hawthorne, our astronom, our three-minute astrologer, would actually say that there are optimum times to do certain things.
Yes.
And we'll talk to him about that in 2 weeks. But
awesome.
Real quickly, before we run out of time here, what can we look forward to, especially with not only Father's Day on the 19th, but we also have the summer solstice, and I'm very much looking forward here on the Central Coast to the solstice parade, but that's another subject for another time.
There will continue to be surprises that come from new revelations and disclosures, particularly among family members and our politicians, especially around money and finances. And ultimately, everything's in Gemini right now, which is all about community and communication, working together to solve our common problems. There's a huge community focus right now. Don't lose it and don't, you know, stay calm. Work with it.
And that's for some, that's difficult because they've seen how things have been for so long. They want change immediately.
Well, there's that. Sometimes younger souls fall into that same place, or people who are working out their patience issues, their anger issues. A lot of Uranus just moved into Aries, and so a lot of people with strong Aries right now are feeling some impatience, getting some opportunities to develop that patience virtue.
And don't be going to the universe saying, I want patience and I want it now, because it ain't going to happen.
Because then you'll get opportunities to learn it.
Yes, you will.
If you want to fast track it, that's the thing to do. That's your prayer.
Yeah. So stay focused.
Stay focused. Stay calm. You know, Gemini can be a tremendous facilitator to build bridges between opposing viewpoints. It can be a good negotiator. It can bring disparate ideas and people together. Mm-hmm. And so if these eclipses reveal discord amongst people that you love and care for, try not to take sides. Try to be the bridge.
Ah, very good. Very good. Okay. And now you have a consulting firm, if you will. It's Beth McDonald Consulting and a .com after that.
Yep.
And people can get in touch with you. You've been doing a lot of work with a lot of folks I'll put it this way, on legal matters.
Right.
Or at least that are dealing with those who deal with legal matters.
Right.
And it seems as though they're pretty receptive.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's really important to solve all matters in accordance with your particular values, mm-hmm. and the legal realm is no different. It's very hard in lawsuits and in mediation sometimes to stay balanced and to keep your footing and to not step out of character. And so I've been doing a lot of that, and I love it.
Yeah, well, and I would think that it would be so much easier to go through mediation or arbitration rather than to go through the courts.
No kidding. You know, most things settle in mediation. Most cases never go to court.
Well, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.